It's an interesting text. What I gleaned from it was the topic of joy. And so I ask you a question this morning. Is there anyone here who could use a little bit more joy in your life? Amen. A lot of hands went up. I don't think any of us could argue this morning if I said life could be hard at times and that our joy oftentimes is stressed and hindered and dampened because of the circumstances that we face in our life. And therefore, I want to talk a little bit about joy versus happiness this morning and when joy comes into our lives to stay. And I think that's what Peter is speaking of this morning. Life can be challenging in ways that impacts us and can make us quite desperate. Now, I think some of you, I spoke about worry last week. We face these trials in our lives where there are times when we are quite desperate. And again, I always clarify in my messages, I don't make light of that. I don't have this simplistic gospel that if you just do something three times, everything's just going to go away. Life just doesn't work that way. I was in a used bookstore. I love books, and it's a handicap in my life. We have some authors in the church that have written books that I've enjoyed reading. And I was in this used bookstore, and a book title caught my attention, but not enough for me to buy it. Just the title itself caught my attention. And this was the title, Plant a Geranium in Your Cranium. And then the subtitle read, Sprouting Seeds of Joy in the Manure of Life. I said, wow, now that's a title. Now, I didn't purchase the book, but I was curious what the thesis of the author was about, that sprouting seeds of joy in the garbage and the challenges and the trials that we face in our lives. Is it possible to plant seeds in that environment that we find ourselves in at times? The Apostle Peter tells us this morning that there will be times when we will struggle, and he knew personally. Also, the people he was writing to knew personally. He said, there will be times when we will struggle. There will be times when we will be challenged. There will be times when we will even suffer when we go through these trials in life. Now, I know many of us can say from experience that we've been there and we know what that feels like. And he's speaking to us this morning, some 20 centuries later. He further tells us that when we go through life struggles, and I have faced this in my own life, so I know it's true, my faith is challenged. And my faith will either wither and shrink, or my faith will grow and blossom because of the challenge that I faced. And that's true every time I face one. And he reminds us that even though we may not see Jesus in the flesh, Jesus is with us this morning. Amen. Amen. He walks alongside of us. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us, that he would be with us even to the end of this age. So Peter's reminding us that you may not see him physically like you see your worshiping neighbor, but trust me, he says, Jesus is there nevertheless. And then he makes this bold statement. He says that no matter what comes our way, because of our faith, in spite of our circumstances, whether our circumstances are good or bad, we will possess an inexpressible, glorious joy. Wow. I love what the King James Version says, unspeakable joy. I love that word. The Greek translation of that word joy, by the way, means that it's so deep inside of us, it's almost impossible to articulate in words. That's how joyful it is. It's even deeper. I was watching TV this morning, And the publisher clearinghouse guy showed up on the doorsteps of these people with this huge cardboard check telling them that they were going to receive $2.6 million and $5,000 a week for the rest of their lives. How many could use that? Yeah. You would have unspeakable joy, too, I guess, if they showed up on your doorstep. $5,000 a week, I could do something with that. Yeah. But it's even greater than that, Peter tells us. Greater than publisher clearinghouse showing up on your doorstep. Now, if you try to explain this kind of joy to a person who's not of faith, a person who's not a believer in Christ, a person who doesn't understand this, it would become very difficult to do that because, you see, the reason it would be very difficult is people who are not of faith, I'm not judging them. I always pray people would come to faith because I even know what that feels like. If we don't have faith, then we depend on our own abilities, our own resources, our own influences, our own connections. We depend on ourselves. And self will never work continuously in our lives. It just won't last. You might be happy for a moment, but it's not going to last if you're just depending on yourself. So when you try to explain to an unbeliever or a person who's not of a deep faith about this unspeakable joy that comes no matter what our circumstances might be, they have trouble getting their head around that because it's based on a relationship. And that relationship is with Jesus Christ. And so your joy will run out if you're depending on yourself. It will wind up with depression and despair. And it could even cause bitterness if we're having a bad season in our lives. We can become angry. Angry at other people, angry at our circumstances. And I have even seen people become angry with God. And so I thought back to that creased book that I saw in that used bookstore, Sprouting Seeds of Joy in the Manure of Life. Wow. What picture comes to mind, I want to ask you this morning, when you think about that word joy? Right now, what picture do you think in your head when you experienced joy in your life? Was it when you met the person you fell in love with? When you got married? When you had a child like Natalie? That's a lot of joy. Does that describe it? The day you graduated from high school or college, or maybe the day you got your first promotion on your job and you were filled with joy that day? You see, we can remember when we were overwhelmed by joy in our lives. But I want to ask you another question. What person comes to mind when you think of joy? A person, a real person. Does somebody pop in your head? Somebody that always has a smile, no matter what the circumstances might be. They always seem to be bright and shining like that pumpkin that Martha was telling me about with that light shining and emanating from. Yeah, I think of several people in my mind who remind me of such a person like that. It doesn't matter what trials they're going through, what circumstances they're facing. And many of these people that I think in my head that have that regular smile and that joy on their face and their demeanor, they're going through trials. They're going through circumstances with loved ones in their own life, their finances, sickness, and yet they still have this joy emanating from within. Now, I want you to try to think of a person who more often than not seems to have no joy. Now, don't hit your husband. This person may even be a person of faith and seems to always walk around with a sad face. They look depressed and angry all the time. Their voice drags along when you talk to them. How are you doing? Well, I guess it's all right. And you go, I'd rather have root canal than bump into this person. But you could almost see like an anchor pulling them down. And I'm not making light. Maybe they're going through something, but I'm talking about regularly, always sort of walking in this unhappiness in their lives. The Bible says that if we claim to have faith in Jesus Christ, then we should be joyful people. It says that we're supposed to have and possess the fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians 5:22. The Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit called joy. And that's not a gift of the Spirit. It's a fruit. We're all supposed to have that fruit, joy, operating in our lives. It's not something we make up so that we give the impression to other people that we're spiritual. No, it's something so deep inside of us that it's inexpressible. It's unspeakable. It's part of who we are, that we're so thankful that we have Christ in our lives. You see, joy is an inward peace that is not based on our outside circumstances. You hear the difference? Outward circumstances may temporarily give us happiness, but I'm not talking about happiness, and neither was Peter. He's talking about joy, not based on our circumstances. No matter what's going on in our environment, does not affect our joy. It may affect our happiness, but it doesn't affect our joy. Now, it doesn't mean we don't experience sadness. That would be foolish. I've been sad many times because we know things will happen in our lives that will make us sad momentarily. I mean, it's just the way life is. But in the midst of that sadness, we still do not lose the source of joy, and that source is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the fruit of joy that resides inside of us. I love what James chapter 1, verse 2 says. Listen to this. James writes, "Consider it a pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds." You hear that? Consider it a pure joy when you face trials. Sometimes I say, "God, don't make me so joyful. You know, lighten up on the joy, God. I had enough. No mas." He says, "Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and lacking nothing." So what he's saying, when we face those trials, we will grow in our faith and our perseverance. And I have found that to be true. That's what Peter is saying in this text to us this morning. They're saying that because our joy is not dependent on our circumstances, we can possess that joy in the midst of our trials. You know, my nephew's here, my niece is here, my wife is here. They'll remember when my father passed away. He passed away the day before Father's Day. You talk about bad timing. The very next day was Father's Day, and we lost him. And I was sad, and there's no doubt about it, and I won't make light of it. But I also thank God that I had joy in my life that the Lord had placed there. And I was able to recount the many things why I should be joyful and why I should be sustained, even going through the loss of a loved one. And many of you have lost loved ones. The timing is never right when we lose a loved one. But we could still have joy in spite of that loss. The Bible says in Psalm 30, verse 5, it says, "Though my sorrow may last for a night, joy comes in the morning." Joy comes in the morning, the fruit of the Spirit. I want to jump ahead, but I just want to say, if we base our happiness on circumstances, that is a theology that is setting us not up on a spiritual realm, but on an emotional realm. Everything's based on emotions. If everything's going right, I'm happy. But if things don't go right, I'm down in the dumps and I'm miserable. And Peter says that's not the theology that Jesus taught. That's not the theology he was teaching in his epistle this morning, or that of James or the Apostle Paul, or any of the texts that you read in Holy Scripture. Emotionalism versus faith. And there is a difference. You know, I had a woman come in my office one time. It's sad, but we were able to get her through it. She was married 6 months, and she came in to see me, and things weren't working out with her husband. And she says, "Pastor, I thought once I got married, I would be happy." And I looked at her, just as I'm looking at you, I said, marriage doesn't work that way. My wife and I, in another month and a half, will be married 50 years. She was 9 when I married her. But I know marriage doesn't work that way. I know, I've said this to you, it hasn't happened in a while. There were nights when I slept on the couch. There were moments when we didn't agree. There were some tense moments when the voices were elevated a little bit, where you had to close all the windows in the house so your neighbors didn't hear you. Marriage doesn't work that way. That you just come to the altar and you're married and everything like magic is going to be happy and joyful. No, marriage involves sacrifice and not always getting your way and working to make your partner happy instead of you always being happy. That's the way it works. Now, guys, this is for you. I heard a story once where a guy was walking along the beach and he was praying. He had a fight with his wife. I know you married guys never fought with your wife. But he's really seeking God. And God spoke to him and said, I'll give you one wish. What do you want? The first wish he asked, he says, I would like to be able to drive from here to Hawaii. So God goes, we can't do that. There's a huge vast ocean between us and Hawaii called the Pacific Ocean. Give me another wish. He says, well, I just don't understand women. And God came back and says, do you want a 2 or a 3-lane highway? Right. Now, ladies, don't get angry with me. That was a little gift to the guys. Marriage is about working things out, and it requires a lot of hard work when you love that person that you made that commitment to when you stood before the altar. It's not an easy institution. It's a blessed institution. So when we grow our relationship with God, the way He calls for us to grow our relationship with our spouse, our joy grows proportionately as well. Why does God want us to be joyful? I'll tell you why, very simply. He wants us to be joyful because He wants us to be a joyful people, to share that joy with others so that they will ask you, why are you so joyful? And then you have an opportunity to tell them, I'm joyful because of Christ who lives within me. That's why He wants us to be joyful. And so, is it possible to be joyful all of the time? Yes. Is it easy? No. How is it done? Trust in the Lord. Surrender everything to Him, just like that pumpkin. Clean out all the junk. Let God clean that out. Don't live in the past. Today is a brand new day and tomorrow hasn't come yet. And let that light shine from within so others will ask of you, why are you so joyful? And you could tell them why. And so, Lord, this morning, I just want to pray very simply, but yet profoundly. Speak joy into us this day. I'm not talking about happiness, Lord. We know that is circumstantial, depending on what's going on in our life. Lord, sustain us with a joy that no matter what we face, we will persevere. And through our perseverance, our faith will grow and our joy will increase and we will be a shining light to others who seek joy in their lives. Give us that peace that today we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.